Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And another edition of the Tim Aldred Cosmic Philosophy. Yes, on the Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in today. And hope that you are having a good experience of life. What crosses my mind just now is the condition in the world today. And I think of the division of people on earth and the open sky. I reflect on how few people lived in the world prior to our time. And I think about what we'd consider to be the harmony sense of harmony consensus of the people go from country to country. And you try to put together people on the earth, regardless of what spot alone you're on. Think of how confused of, let's say, I'm Jamaican. Jamaica, the frequent quote is like, population is like 3 million people or so. And think about the crimes that we hear about take place in Jamaica. Some of the most gruesome crime. And it's like, it's not like white people killing black people. It's black people killing each other. All right? And you're talking about just one little, just a little country of 3 million people. And think, why is it don't have cohesive knowledge about humanity? You ever think about that? Think about that. And remember, there's, you know, very serious issues with people living on planet Earth today. Big, big issue. And we won't understand it unless we know the history, where we are coming from. Because though we are many, but there was time, we were not close to be this many. See, because we're talking about, we are over almost 8 billion? About 8 billion people? All right? That's a lot of people, right? And it's a good thing that the earth is eternally strong to keep us, so many people. Think of the immense strength that holds such a big mass together. And it is carrying the load. Revolution and revolution and rotation. The earth never one day behaves like it cannot carry us on it. And all the kind of stuff that mankind are doing. And the amount of earth with rocks, you know, sitting on the earth. And yet still, the earth never one day slow down. Beginning with our bodies, our biological makeup, and all of the intricate science knowledge that makes up our body and make us live, especially, you know, you're a specimen of a healthy person. And think about what is meant, what and sustain us. Because when I look on it, you know, I tell you, I am humble, very humble. And look at what my regard and honor is to the source, the cause that brought me and other people about. Now, we have a history that tells us and the history would not differ on the essence humanity. History is not differing. And when I have two World History textbooks, and, you know, so far as I have read, I don't see the content contradicting the other one, because they are talking about the essential people who live on the earth, when and who they are and stuff like that. Now, the importance of the history. The history is the record past. And so, the people who live in the past prove to be more important than we here today. They are I am talking about in the context of human importance, because as you see, we live and die every day, and we don't see anybody coming from heaven and crying and trying to help us, keep us from dying. No. We don't see none of that. And a part of this quiet, non-vocal world that we live in, except the humans who are talking, whether they be humanoid or what. But however, the world is, in human terms, the world is a quiet world, unless it's lightning and thunder. But upon that, you don't hear the planet speak to anybody. No. So that people are always saying they want peace and quiet. Who they want it from? People. Now, it is very clear that the life that run orderly society it is very crucial that we know nothing in technology can be administrated without coherency. Your mind must be coherent. You must have high standard of judgment. You must not be a murderer, a thief, no criminality to run a orderly society. All the people on earth that are civilized, who they look at things around them and they interpret what they see, and they interpret the appropriation of driving of motor vehicle in order for us to not destroy ourselves every day. We learn to drive. We get a driver's license. To get a driver's license, you have to study a driver's manual and get your education as to how you are to drive on the road where everybody else is. So when you think about on earth, civilized people, regardless of the different language that we speak, we have one basic thing in mind, is that your language is something you understand and it relates to things around you. All right? So in this, we have people who get the expression that we make in our each language. And that's so nice. All right? But now, people now speaking the same language and they are confused. What about that? And I'm looking at the situations that we are talking about and bringing into effect, speaking the same language. Like, for example, you go to school and the professor say, all right, we're going to start this semester and you all need to get your textbook for the quarter. About that, right? And everybody had to get the same textbook, right? Mm-hmm. And that is how the people who are looking for the knowledge pay attention, you know, they get their textbook and they begin to read it and pay attention to, you know, when you're going to do a test on it and stuff like that. Now, let's say 20 of us in the class, you know, and we're covering the same subject. We are required to do so with a sane and coherent mind. If you come in here intoxicated, you don't know what you're reading, you don't know, you're not putting stuff together. You know how it is in school. We have to put stuff together, read and put stuff together. You know what I mean? What happened, why the world is in the state it's in right now? I want to talk to you about what causes people mind toil, which means your mind become like, mind becomes like a apple or some other type of vegetable. After it reaches maturity, ripen and stuff like that. Even a banana, ripe banana. Now, produce in general, when the thing is reach its maturity and you have it around for a while, preserve itself for a longer time than others. So I am saying that the brain is like the fruit that is sitting around too long. And the molecule in it, the molecules begin to perish, you know. It's changes in such a way that, you know, you cannot eat this thing unless you are, if you're able to like cut off the part that is foil. But if all over this product you find, you know, it's gone too bad. It's spoiled too much. You can't get anything out of that to eat. It's not edible anymore. All right. history person's mind coherent. When you are thinking the right thing, your life stays together. When you start thinking lies, you run into a lot of problems. Have you found that to be true? In school, the student got to know what they're reading. If they go out and get drunk and, you know, don't pay no mind to the book, you go to do the test, you pass the test. See? And things begin to go downhill for you. So, talking about the world that we are in, some almost 8 billion people, and you go back, reduce, you know, things to way back in time, when only few thousand people, and went on until begin to go into, you know, quite a few, a thousand, from a million or so. You know, you get up to be a million people in the world, first million people, you see. And you're going to go into the million until eventually you come up with the first, with the first billion. All right? And what I'm saying to you is that for people, drivers, not to collide on the road and destroy themselves and or and other drivers, they must learn the road rule and drive by the rules, right? That's the way it works, right? And what I am saying to you, those people who are getting into a lot of accidents, they have to, like, retrain them and all that. Because, look, the intangible power is that knowledge, intangible knowledge. That is really what we have to know to live right. Poil mind, you know, all the morals and stuff that we're supposed to know and live good by that knowledge that we know, and look and see when somebody is creating chaos all over the place. Well, like the Bible talk about false preachers, false prophets and all that. The worst confusion I have seen is the Bible. The Christian Bible. And you may be shocked. And I cannot be surprised. No. Yes. Surprise. Yes, I would not be surprised if you're shocked, because I have come through the peril of ignorance. The Bible is the cause of that. When our mind get spoiled, we don't have no knowledge to sustain our sense of direction. My friends, it's the worst thing to happen. Because when your mind is put to accept something that you should not accept, because that stuff is going to land you into a probably won't recognize yourself. See, the mind is something, they say, is a terrible thing to waste. And when we lose our sense of identity, the identity of this civilized world that we live in, when we lose it, we are no good to ourselves anymore. And in turn, we are not any good to others. A tragic thing took place on our earth with living beings. And when I come to read and find out what has happened, I am perplexed. I'm perplexed just about every day. Because there's hardly anybody who understands that people have run into a lot of problems before our time and left all of the problems on us to fix. What happens when we come to a point where a Bible is used to confuse us about our creation? How about that? What happens when you are living in a sphere, in a frequency of turn full? Their judgment only work so well on certain things. And you don't know. What happened to that? When you are deceived, is that the power inside of you turn upside down. Right? When somebody tell you something and you believe it, and you don't even see the thing, but you believe it. That's a bad, bad, bad thinking. You don't know, though. And that's the problem. Did I know when I was growing up in church? Did I have any kind of suspicion that the Bible may not be true? Of course not. Of course not. I come to find out that the Bible is a book. I should never be given that type of book or taught what is in that book. Because first of all, it's the Genesis creation story. That's the culprit. Why these folks who write the Bible did not write what history says about the creation of the black people. Why they choose to write something else? Willfully. They do it willfully. And what about where these Indo-Europeans come from? You know, if we take the history into account, you'll find out that these white people have to find their way back where they come from. Because they are not clean enough to live among the black people. That's what history shows. Civilized enough to live among the African people. Because now over the past 2,600 years, these same Indo-European people, corrupt, I cannot count.
I think we got a message. He has an appointment, was it? Confirm. Timothy Aldred. Okay. You're okay? Okay. All right. Thank you, Aldred.
Oh, yeah. So this is the situation that we are in. Why is it they do not write in the Bible that the African people are hybrid? Of all the things that they have goofed up on, and maybe not goof up, I mean, they intentionally write things that destroy the knowledge and the understanding of the black people. Black people are, most black people today in Africa and in the Western world, they are not on the frequency of civilized thinking. They have fallen to the level of the Indo-European people because they alike can read. And I can tell you, because I lived through this experience of reading and only understanding maybe 5% of what I am reading, right? I know about that. And you see, remember, in your brain, it's a quiet place. And it's your spirit that is interacting, your brain. Your brain is telling you things. And you're never telling your brain anything. You can't, because you don't know anything to tell the brain. But the brain is make up with complete knowledge about things. That's marvelous. But at this time, we don't find that to be the understanding of people in the world today. And speaking of my time, you know, going over half a century now, and what I know about other people, I, you know, have much to say from the observation, because I am a part of the world that, you know, a people I'm living among. And my observation of it is showing me these big, huge problems. And there are people who are happy with it. And if I tell them, the only thing I'll say, and stuff like that, but they don't have some knowledge or something to help to dig us out of the hole. Too many well-read people don't see what is happening to the human world. They do not. Because the Indo-Europeans, they come in with a Bible. Why they come with the Bible for? The fact is, 2 million years they sit in Europe and did not reproduce to have a bigger group of them. They are kept at a minimum. And the fact that they been in existence before any other humans, because what I am reading, that scientists, you know, their earliest find is Homo erectus is their earliest find, right? Homo erectus, the Homo classification. That's what I there may be the parents of Homo erectus, I think I saw some an indication like that. So the classification of significant hominoid, Homo erectus, Homo erectus, they generate the white people that call themselves Indo-European. And later on, they interbreed with the Neanderthals. And what happened? They enhance themselves. They enhance themselves. And what I discern is that a higher level humanoid and closer to being fully civilized. However, they don't make it there. Where they are right now, they don't make it there. See, they're making all the trouble in the world, and it's like they don't think they're making trouble. All the wars that they fought and all the king that they kick out and out of office and take away the land and everything, all the wealth, and then claim that they are the world leading scientists now and all that kind of stuff. Couldn't write in the Bible that the white black people are hybrid. And the big story in history that tells about the experience of the gods that came to earth and worked and bring their civilization into Southeast Africa and lived there for such a long time until they left. And Michael Tellinger, the scientist, and his group did research there and published the findings and said, make a call that we, you know, rewrite our history books based on what they have found in the Abzu, the big 200,000 metropolis, twice the size of Texas. What I'm saying to you is that where we are coming from in life is not what the Bible talks about. And who pushes the Bible is the Homo Indo-European white people. They are the ones that pushing Jesus. And if you think it's not them, come on and tell me why. Get the number, call me and tell me why. 347-850-1358. I want somebody to call me and tell me if I'm wrong. The Indo-Europeans are not civilized people. They're not civilized people. And all they are doing is making humanity less civilized every day. Look in America that they come and the amount of killing, how frequent it gets now. How frequent. Remember, who taught these people to do criminal acts? Those who raise up a government here called a Anadamani government. Nothing about it is civilized. AD Anno Domini is not a civilized thing. It doesn't rest upon anything, you know, that comes from this, astronomy. It's not based upon astronomy. It's not based upon nothing. Because the first calendar, the zodiacal calendar that is made by the Elohim gods, has every iota of what the calendar needs. The calendar is about kingship and all the things that are done for the civilized world. It's surely not for white people, but they would be covered anywhere they are, because there's nothing intrusive or negative about the original calendar. But why these sodomites are changing a calendar, and they're not doing it for Europe? They are a sodomite culture. They don't have any right, except that they are saying they're coming as barbarians, invaders, and destroyers. That's the only thing they come with, and they come with AD Anno Domini that they invent. And they don't invent it with the attributes that benefit civilized people. They can't take over our world, because our world is created in the beginning by the gods, not by a monkey monotheism god, because that monotheism is not based upon anything that is actual. Do you think monotheism is based upon anything that is divinely true? No. Nothing like that. These sodomites cast a spell on the black ethnic people. That's what is going on right now. I'm sure from I began to talk, what I read in the world is just, I can feel the heavy, hostile energy that is in people, the Bible. We don't know what we are reading or the way we should feel. We do not, because we are grown up with this nonsense. And if that's all we know, that's all we know. My friends, I say, once your brain is spoiled, I know the trouble I had to get myself out of this AD Anno Domini, you know, this sodomite, you know, way of thinking. The church. You see, because they come with every force to make black people sodomite. They've been building up this world ever since, from 12,000 years or so ago. They've been building this world, and they embrace this, what you call, New World Order. The biblical, the Bible is what makes the New World Order, because this Jesus thing don't exist. The God in the Bible, they're talking about have a son named Jesus. They are portraying sodomy in the creation of God and Jesus, because God don't have no woman. How did he begot the son? Can you find anything that makes sense with that? The black people are all gone into dark delusion, because hardly any black people when I believe in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is what the white people use to destroy black people. So when we read in history about the migration of the gods from their planet to planet Earth, and it is authentic, it is true, and these other, you know, dopey kind of fiction that they have in the Bible, it's never true. Sodomite, white people write it, and their culture by themselves. They are like a nation to themselves. And what they take come and swoop down on the black people and talk about, make up all these terms about imperial colonialism and all that. And, oh, they are entitled by the power that they have, and the God of the Bible gives them the power and take and steal everything from the black people in Palestine and put it and bring the knowledge of it and in America, to Canaanize America. All these kinds of stuff that these white people have done and black people don't understand. Carl, they're talking about democracy and all that. Black people don't know that, don't realize that democracy don't stand on anything civilized. Black people don't even understand what the word civilized means. Because they think it's only because you can read or something like that. Civilization comes from the blood of the gods. Where they read this little passage to you. Says, the back-breaking work of the gold mines in had become unbearable. Enlil, their commander in chief, summoned the ruler of Nibiru, his father Anu, to an assembly of the great Anunnaki, demanded harsh punishment of his rebellious crew. But Anu was more understanding. What are we accusing them of? He asked, as he heard the mutineers, their work was heavy. Their distress was much. Was there no other way to obtain the gold? He wondered out loud. Yes, said the other son, Enki, Enlil's half-brother and rival, the brilliant chief scientist of the Anunnaki. It is possible to relieve the Anunnaki of the unbearable toil by having someone else take over the difficult task. Let a primitive worker be created. The idea appealed to the assembled Anunnaki. The more they discuss it, the more clear their clamor grew for such a primitive worker, an Adamu, to take over the workload. They wondered, how can you create a being intelligent enough to use tools and to follow orders? How was the creation of bringing forth of the primitive worker be achieved? Was it indeed a feasible undertaking? The Sumerian text has immemorialized the answer given by Enki to the incredulous assembled Anunnaki. Who saw in the creation of an Adamu the solution to their unbearable toil? The creature whose name you uttered, it exists! Exclamation. All you have to do, he added, is to bind upon it the image of the gods. In these words, like the key to the puzzle of man's creation, magical wand that removes the conflict between evolution and creation and creationism. The Anunnaki, the Elohim of the biblical verses, did not create man from nothing. Being was already there on earth, the product of evolution. All that was needed to upgrade it to the required level of ability and intelligence was to bind upon it the image of the gods. My friends, that is what I got to tell you, right? Because the problem is happening because the Bible has drawn people to believe in a Adam and Eve. When what I have read to you, you know, I try my best to see if I could, you know, get it read where somebody, to a certain extent, understand enough of what I'm saying to make it, you have an interest in thinking about these things or not. So what is happening, there is a need for us to realize that what we don't know, we don't know. What we think we know, that's all we have. What happened when we are brought up and taught things that we assume we know because we brought up with them? How are you going to find out it's not true? You can find out if you decide to read and pay attention to what you're reading and the issues you're reading about. And if you follow the sense of it, you will find out a lot of things that you are into, you have no business with it. But if you don't get illuminated, you're not going to find out. Come along today to like express these thoughts to you that if we do not understand the beginning of our creation, it's not the beginning of the solar system. It's not the beginning of the galaxies. Okay? What we need to know is what is in our purview of knowledge. We're supposed to understand where we are coming from. When you read something about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, and you read about Benedict, and Benedict is speaking and supporting sodomy. You see what I mean? It's an institution that don't belong to the civilized world. You don't understand that? And they take over with criminality. And you say, how? Do you know what imperial colonialism is? Tell me where that comes from. And tell me what government underline it. Tell me. And point out how these white people who invented these criminal schemes on the black people, they know something about the black people, and that's what the history shows. And history doesn't give black, white people any government at all. They don't have no government. You know what I mean? I mean, their government is no more than, you know, a person has to fill. That's what their government is like. They have a nature to do evil stuff. They look at the black people and find out, okay, we can read now, opposed to when we couldn't. We couldn't come out of Europe and go make up any place else for ourselves. But now that they come and our eye open, all right, we're gone with it. They're gone with the knowledge. They're going to steal and kill from us and get, you know, and then start make law, which is no law at all. So that's what they do. Make up their own law when they're not able to make law for themselves, more but for the black people. But they say, you know, they want the whole ship, Lord. And that's the problem the world is, you know, because white sodomite people are telling black people that, look, I got you and that's it. Okay? You don't know where you're doing. You don't know where you're going. You see? This is a legal thing that they're holding on to, and they find out that black people don't know nothing about law. To transcend, you know, BC from AD as educated as these black people are, you know, go to the big universities and stuff like that, and they don't know the difference between BC and AD and how government come into the world. They still don't know. Don't know. And I just look and see how, you know, I would be, you know, way made more progress. I would have made more progress had I go to a college or a university. What would have happened, I don't know. But what has happened to me now, I adult high school, that helped me out. You know, I mean, tremendously. From, you know, fourth grade level, I was reading on. So I get to the point where I can read certain things now and understand it and hold my own with it. You know, as much as it's reasonable, you know, I act that way. You see, I don't want to be wrong. I want, you know, I want to learn and know stuff that are true and hold on to it. And once I know it, I hold on to it, somebody will have to come and show me something different because I have a sense of distinction. Yeah? Yeah, that's right. It's true. I'm not bragging because we have brain. All of us have been to do that. So I don't have anything special that nobody else don't have. Whether or not you are able or interested to exercise what you have, you know what I mean? It's up to individuals. What you want to accomplish, it has to be in knowledge. So this is what I am talking about. The spoiled brain that the church has caused. Is there anybody who understands that beyond believing in something you don't know? You see, so many people are content with believing in what they don't know. And I'm here since I discovered this. It's something I wasn't seeing all along, but now I'm reading and I'm seeing stuff that a lot being left out from the word usage arrangement. And who is not supposed to take control are having control and dominance and have the say, the last word with them. And, you know, it's not going the right way. But it is time now, as I see it, white people must get out. They must get out because they can't rule the civilized world. They have not been ruling it. They've been killing black people. All right. I don't think I need to, stretch this out anymore. But I just want, my friends, for you to think about it, that the world has, their mind is damaged and they don't know. If you're going to church and love church and stuff like that, your mind is damaged. If you don't say nothing relevant to church at all, it's religion. And church is not religion, my friend, ladies and gentlemen. It's not. And in as much as I been reading what I find to be real history and people who can read and say, listen to what I am saying, because people do sit down and listen to certain things I say. I don't say they listen to everything I say. No, I'm not saying that. I know people come logged in and listen to a whole bunch of what I say over quite a few years now. But I'm having a problem to get people to interact with me. Why they won't interact with me? You go to some other places where you find oaths, they have by far lower command than I do. They're way, way, way behind me. And, you know, and I am looking for anybody at all to argue on these issues, because the issues I'm arguing about, it affects everybody except the white uncivilized folks. You see, just as how they shun us because we are not sodomites, we have a right to shun them much more. We're not supposed to mingle with them. See, they have a body, and the sex thing is something that is serious. You know, sex is something that you don't take no credit for having sex. Because if you know the purpose, why sex dominates your mind and your feelings, is the creation of it. It's nobody here do it. You see, because no matter how you're discreet and stuff like that, but, you know, there comes the mad and crazy time when sex dominates your brain and you better have sex, because nothing not going satisfy unless that's sex. See, it is so, it's an education, it's a knowledge that we must get. Sex is super dominant, and there's nobody on earth dominate sex, override sex. You may think that, you know, you can abstain from sex, having sex for a while, you know, or on that hour or stuff like that. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about, like, can you do without your eyes? Can you do without your eyesight? Now, you're seeing all the time, you know, at the sleep, you know, you open your eye, you see, right? If you do everything you have to do, did you put your eyes in your head? Did you contribute anything to your eyesight, you having eyesight? Do you? No, you don't. You do not. And the only thing that is going to set us free is when we see things that speak to us profound and prove our fake thinking wrong and get us to come real. Unless we come real, we are wasting our life. Right? White people create a world of their own. Black people don't business with the world that they create, because our world came thousands of years before they come with AD and Adam and Eve. They were in Europe and they weren't making nothing. They had no civilized establishment. And now that they come and a way open for them to enlighten themselves and progress themselves, they decide that they're going to kill off the people who is not even bothering them. They want what we have. Them are criminal. White people are criminal. They invent everything to steal from the black people, you know? And I'm saying, get out anywhere you are, because anytime opportunity of existence, when that door is shut on you, that's it. And I'm telling you, you are criminals, you are crooks, and you come in like wolves and tigers and come with your uncivilized concept, and that you're making a new world order. You can't make anything. Cannot make anything. And there's issues to prove that. You know, but you can have your Obama and Hillary to go to Libya and kill Gaddafi. And the wealth. Who know honest fucking people want? That's why you are in the African territory. And now it's time we're telling you to get out. Okay? With all of the weapon and stuff like that, where you say, you are being told, get out. Certified Bible, name African people Jews. 2,000 years ago, today, whites are Jews. What is hired? White KEWS. See, save it. Yes. This is what we have here. People are afraid of the truth because these cursed sodomites, they are so powerful. All right. Well, let's see how powerful they are. Because if they have any kind of a civilized thinking, they should be able to reason and to know when something is there and when it's not. When was the last time they say somebody steal anything? If they come here and with AD and Adamani and imperial colonialism, they come with all those things. That where they come from with it? Yeah, Europe with it. Right? It's proven now that them are criminal, and long before what time, you know, they start, them and their ancestry start, you know, to destroy the African people when we don't do them nothing. Right? It's time for something to do them, and we ask the gods to do it. The tornadoes them. Right? Because if since they come and begin to interfere, well, you know, it started off with the miscegenation. Me not ducking off of that. We went wrong because it is all showed up. Even in the Bible, they wrote no freedom to go hug up white people and interbreed with them. That's why we are confused and subjugated now by them. And it says, they're not going to stop until they kill us. And they're talking about as long as you know, go and suck their blood and all kind of stuff, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. So the only way out from this whole bunch of nonsense is to come and get a historic prehistory fact, and not these, so-called, want to say, it's like they're cunning or something like that. They're cunning in a lot of ways, but through the binocular, they wouldn't do nothing honorable at all. They don't do anything honorable. No. And these white people set up all this bureaucracy and have black people tie up in all of it and just juke AD and Adamani. And you don't find no suction in there. AD and Adamani is blasted fucking ass. Jesus and his disciples. That's what it is. Now it's time to make them know that all these old bunch of crap that they come and talk about the running government, assail them with the historic fact. Hindu, European, Sodomite Bible. Exclusive. But this is. Exclusively. That's what it is. Yes. Indo-European Sodomite Bible, that you call the Holy Bible. When I tell you it's holy, it means it's the opposite of that. You see, because there 66 books in the Bible, and I wouldn't say that they are not some, generally good things in there, but that's not what the Bible is predicated on. The Bible is predicated on Genesis 1, creation. That's what the Bible is built upon. And what in that is true? It can't be true when the principal issue or subject of Genesis creation story is Adam and Eve that cannot be found anywhere in the Bible. Where is the place that Adam and Eve was created? Now, you can't sell nothing like that in reality. Why nobody not paying any attention to that? That these sodomite white people write the Bible and get black people to turn around into all of this not slime, okay? Uncivilized slime. And they want you to accept their world. The firecracker, Christmas and Easter and all that work. We are presuming that those things are true, but what's the basis? that make them true. You don't have none. Nothing for Jesus. Nothing for God. None. Because they are writing Bible taken from some extracts of prehistory. That's what they're working on. And they are omitting the real Jews of the history and plant to them one other thing in the Bible. So, you see, they run out of gas on a number of things, but they're what? They don't run out of gas as long as you believe into the Holy Ghost and a spirit God and a monotheism God and a devil thrown out from heaven. They don't run out of gas because black people have believed those things, you know, to the top of them head. So, I'm telling you, the Hindu Sadami Bible, read about them in Genesis 19, and you will see what type of a stinker Sodomites are, okay? And they would want to tell me that I don't have a right to talk about them like that because they are damn fool idiots. Don't realize that they are not in a place that is theirs. Tell them that America is not theirs. But I can tell them all day long and they'll never refute me. You see? See, I mean, America is full of them. And these people, they want to kill anybody at all. Because things must go the way they want. They're going to fuck ass and don't tell them anything else. They don't business, and that's the reason why I want the higher power, the tornado, to come and sweep them, blow them away. You see, I want the tornadoes. You see, I am calling for the tornadoes. There is no way African people is going to sit down and have these guys rule over us. No. No. And the real power we want, we don't want no gun and all them kind of thing there. No. Life is far more intricate and powerful. And our brain to attain to that power. That's all we need to do. Like, see what I'm doing here. You know, I'm not going out there and mess with nobody. I'm talking the truth right this time. I know that reality cannot be beaten. Only when people, you know, going around and talking foolishness and stuff like that, then, you know, they get beat down. But ain't nobody is beating me down because I come out, you know, of the cage and begin to talk what I see. I'm not talking what I don't see. How about that? So I'm saying, I'm coming out of nowhere. There ain't nobody think nothing about me. Right? And I am just, you know, somebody, you know, low on the totem pole. But since I begin to talk what I see, a lot of people know me. But yes, I think that I'm not the kind of person that people want to meet. I'm not the person that people want to meet because guess what? Them have too much cockroach into their brain, and the things that I'm saying, they can't prove I have no cockroach into my brain. You see, because I'm disciplined to speak the truth. That's it. And if they are here, want to go over the world and make everybody start fucking their stinking ass, I am not that product. And as much as I believe in the church and stuff like that and grew up in there and stuff like that, the Bible falls on the wrong side. The Bible is established and produced by sodomites who has their axe to grind. And that's why they're in it. I'm telling them, get out with the AD and a dominant because it is all fucking fuckery. Okay? There's no Jesus that exists in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say Jesus exists. Read good and you will know. That's what I said. Call me.
I make we talk, you see, because anything I'm saying to you, I am not one of them, you know, the preacher people there talking and talking, talking, talking. No. You see, I gone further than that to read and be honest and want the truth, not just want to, like, show off anything. No, it's the truth. And nobody has been able to turn me back yet, right? Well, I can't say I'm not the only person, but look, I am the person who I'm never violent. I'm not about to get angry and puff up and all that kind of thing for nobody. I flow cool all the time. Now, and if I have to get rough on somebody who's forcing sodomite, a sodomite impression down my throat, then, you know, I'm going to start rolling thunder that way. But I am not a vicious person or not like that. No. I like to argue out to the finish. All right. So now I'm telling you that the Indo-European Bible exclusively named black people Jews. You think about that? You know, a lot of these things that people don't pay attention to. That these white people said when they invade Palestine, that they call Israel since 1948. It was quite a few black people. I don't think it's a lot, but a lot of black people think that they were Jews. You know, and here you of today get the fact about you were being Jews. Do you get it from real history? Or are you getting from history, so-called history, what these white people write? Can you go into the, if you go into the National Geographic, the Muslim people in the National Geographic said that they were polytheistic people. And they are, still are. Because it's a blood thing. It's where they're coming from. And these white people get them to come and start to, like, plow up, kill their own black people to Dickens. You know? You talk about demon possessed. And they talk about devil was thrown down from heaven. I prove that is not true. If you want me to prove it to you is not true, call me on the show here. Think you think that, you know, I'm just talking, call me and ask me about it. Because anything you have as an aversion to what I'm saying, I would like somebody to talk about it with me because, you know, it's all possible, but if you can't convince me, I'm going to convince you. You see, if you can't convince me that I am wrong, I'm going to convince you that you're wrong, unless you're not speaking language that I speak. As long as you do, words are what we use to prove things. I call it word science process. That's what I call it, word science process. Or you come up with what you conclude. You see, I have the mechanism to work the words and bring out the truth in there. Okay, that's it. So, when I'm telling you all and talk all these things that may sound, you know, sound bad and like, you know, like you don't expect anybody to be on radio and talk this kind of stuff. But I have to talk it because, number one, I am African. And when white people come to black people, Western Hemisphere, you don't come and be and behave like you're in Europe. When you come and say you're using imperial colonialism to take away what black people have, that's madness. That's like you fucking in an ass. That's what you're doing. Because in civilization, nothing works like that. Oh, come on, man. You come on. Let's get down to the words that come down from history and tell us about King Chip, okay? And who are, and who create the hybrid people, okay? Were they created with inalienable rights? Of course, because that's what these sodomites running us down and taking away from us. Gonna prove it to you. That's what you do. And get your stinking ass out of all of our territory, because the force is coming against you. When they go into Palestine, and how many years they stay there before they subdue the Palestinian black people? Quite a few years, you know. It's pretty much almost 100 years, because, you know, 63, 37 until, almost 100 years. About 100 years, they are there before they actually subdue the African people there, right? And see, they make up all kind of name, because I want you to see that the white people have the Bible, but the Bible don't pertain to them. And you go into the history, they definitely don't have any historical right producing a Bible with the African people. So all that, they better dump it. Dump all these shit that they write about black people, because they don't have no historic right for that. They don't have no historic right at all. Seven, stay in their club in Europe. That's where they're supposed to stay. And they want to come here and use their fucking disorderly, mad brain to tell us that we are under ruling under them. Well, show it. Show it. Okay? Show it and prove it. And then you can go and magnify with your sodomite friends, pure all asses, and then, you know, say, go up from there, nothing. You know? Yeah, if you can prevail, prevail. Okay? My thing is, it's over now. And you can, you know, up and pop. What am I talking about? What am I talking about? You're an honest fucker. You're a different culture from black people. Get out of our territory, because we don't invade you. Get out. Time, the energy is done with you. You are done, for real. You see? And we don't invade you at all. You invade us, so that means let the pestilence remove you. Yeah. And that's what we're talking about right now. Remove you from our territory. Dear God, send the plagues, enough plagues on them, because now we really want to get into our cut. But they are an endurance. Now, we have our prayer, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Only that these white people are not forgivable. Their atrocities on the black people? No. No, take them away. On the wings of something, these what they have done, and here in front of us, like, okay, they rule all things here, and I'm saying, no, that's not true. This Adiana Damani fucking shit that you have, possessing everything black people have, that's what it is, fucking shit. There is no law in what these fucking white people are doing concerning the black people and the kingship jurisdiction over black people. They're coming here with their fucking constitution and talk about, you know, they're going to cut our throat and make us Christians and all this kind of fucking nonsense that just mesmerized black people. Let's get the truth on the table. You know what I'm saying? Get the theory go. And make up all these things. Look at all these things that these, you know, these nasty white people do to black folks and come where you are and tell you it's theirs now. You're done. They don't even talk like you are in memory anymore. You see what I mean? And black people concede to that. No, stop conceding to it, because these honest fucking people must leave. And watch them leave too. It is because homosexual mental. This is, let's see. All right, I have to settle something here. Okay, I think it is, I think it is this. It is because the homosexual mental delinquency and belief syndrome has infected almost everyone since A.D. Anadamani. But the Bible, said the following. The story in the Bible. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, this is wise men. In the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who is born king of the Jews?" See, when I tell you stuff, you got to understand that I read and think of the details of the words. The details the words are expressing. That's what I scoop up. I'm not leaving anything. And see that it is telling us now about Jews. When I tell you that white people call Jews and Israelis, it's not like today that these words are not attributed to black people. Like about 6 or so centuries ago. You see, they stopped calling black people Jews, but they write it down already, and it's like they're like stooges now. These words are in the biblical literature and other literature, and they don't care that it is showing that, you know, this awful the white people institution, their trick that they were 2,000 years ago, calling black, setting up black people. And now they act it up in the Bible and people are reading those things. And it's like, you know, I'm a matter full of my eye. you know, matter full up me eye, it's like me can't see. Me can't see. All right. Anytime the matter, you know, wash the matter out of your eye, and you begin to read, you begin to see things. Right? So look at what I am reading to you. I'm reading the King James, the Christian Bible, right? And look at what happened. 2,000 years ago when wise men going to see Jesus, you read that in Matthew 2. It tells you very clearly that the black people there were Jews because it's a Herod the king. They are saying a king was there. That is Herod, that Indo-European king. Indo-European can't have king because them no come from civilized lineage. Civilized people are different from Homo erectus white people. So they are taking on African tribute when they talk about king. Because it's the gods, they came here and set up kingship government. That's like what is in heaven. So kingship was lowered down to earth. White people have nothing to do with kingship at all. And they try to fancy up themselves, calling themselves kings. Are king. But they are not no king anywhere. They are wrongly emulating and impersonating the black character. They're not supposed to do that if they're coming from a origin of civilization. They don't do that, right? They don't come everywhere we are when they did not even go out and secure one place on earth for themselves. Stay in Europe. The cold place where they make, you know, they can make good fire to warm themselves. So what I'm trying to show you, that the Bible that you're reading, when I tell you that the Bible don't say Jesus existed at all, I'm not joking. When I tell you that no God and Jesus predestined anything to make heaven and earth, that's not true. None of it is true. So I'm showing you bluntly right now that when they invaded the black people 63 BC and was there fighting them until 66, you see, so 63 BC, and now so it's about 100 years. They are there fighting with the black people until they reinforce the army where them have after they were not successful and come back. And see now, 70 AD, they totally destroy everything. So 70 years from when they make the calendar, the AD calendar, where they are using everything that belongs to African people to make all of those, everything that they have. In you go to Washington, where they call the capital, and look at all the structures that they have. It's all architecture that the gods they establish here. You see, and when these people talking about Greek and Hebrew, it is our character they're taking on, because they never know no language or nothing like that until they learn it from us. Okay? If you read the history and you know these facts, nobody cannot move you from what you say. And the truth stands. And when they can't change the fact, the evidence, then you say, get out. And that's what I'm saying. Get out, because these things that I'm saying, the only thing that they want to do is kill you, because they don't know anything else than to kill you and take away what you have. That's what these white people are. And though we would exempt certain white people, we know some white people are pretty nice folk from them. We can't separate them from their culture. They come here together, right? So we can't use, you know, a couple of people that we know that, we can't single them out. We have to single out the entire culture. Then get away from them, right? Denounce them. But, you know, look, it doesn't really matter to us what they do with each other. You know, they have a right to go where they belong. See, and not stay here and keep company with those who are killing us. You see what I mean? No, all of you, go back there. Accommodate them once. Right? When they came here, they were accommodated about some, you know, 30 years or something like that before things really go rotten. You see, they start killing the Indians who were willing to put up some resistance. And they're not putting up the right resistance because it's argument that control energy. Argument is not done and all those kind of stuff. So when you go out there and you start to do those things, you know, you're going the wrong way. You're going to take a palm and try to fight somebody and try to end somebody's life. No, that's not the way it works. If you're talking and talking the right thing, I'll tell you what. You're not firing no bullets to kill nobody. Right? The bullet that is catching them is word bullet. You see? Because words will bring up evidence. Okay? And bear witness. Because words are calling up on rah-rah-rah-rah objects. And say, yes, this is it. You can't do nothing about that. And the words if you use is complete recovery of what is yours. Word in the power of words. You see? Because these guys are running. This guy now on he must be a congressman or something like that, one of Donald Trump's best friend, and wanting pardon from Trump and all that kind of stuff. I don't remember his name now, but now they're talking about he might use his lawyer to like create some relief for him because now he's getting weak. He was running up his mouth. You know, all along before things get down into the hole. And now he's like, he cannot back up the stuff he was saying based on so far that I listened, right? Words. People have been talking and doing investigation. You see what words are doing? No, this guy talks a lot, and even Trump talks a lot. But look at the trouble they put themselves in because they're not talking the right thing. You see, if you're talking the right thing, man, you're going to lash the sodomites, them. We are telling the sodomites, we don't want you in our territory. And we're not coming to fight you with nothing but tell you the truth and see how you handle that. Okay? You see what I mean? Check all your weapons and something like that where you have because they ain't no good to do the job anymore. You see, that you have been doing. You see, if you think that you're going to sit and back people and enjoy your sodomite life, you make a sad mistake because the God is going to answer our prayer, our request. Say, get rid of them. And if you think they're not going to do it, you stand up for shit. You must not know when tornadoes began to pervade America. You don't seem to know that. And when hurricane prevalent too. Right? You seem not to know that. You guys don't know a lot of things. You know to do a lot of evil stuff, but things to make the world better, you don't know not like that. You don't want to know that you are for rule and with your Jesus Christ, Jesus, body fucking Jesus that you bring. Okay? because that's what it is. It doesn't matter how you decorate the place. No matter how you decorate the place and try to look like yours. No, you're not. You're not us. You're not us. Okay? But now, oh, you cannot afford to pull up and get out of America because of your country. Down your asshole. You've done too much error to be forgiven for anything. You don't have forgiveness. Get the old, you know, shit house nonsense and crisis where you bring on the black people. We want to straighten up and fly right. And you are in the way. Get out. That's it. The power is on our side. And when we talk, we will be satisfied with the accomplishment. You see, the fact that we have taken the right side now, the gods are pleased with us. They will help us. So it goes on. I'm telling you that what these white people do is make up and trump up all kind of nonsense and tell you that it's true in the Bible. Have faith in it. And now, you know, they don't have anything now because now that we turn against the belief system that they have, they don't have anything. They don't have anything to carry on. All right? Nothing at all. They don't have to carry on. So all the days where they're lynching us and do all them kind of thing, well, you want to go back and try to do that? You want to go back and try lynching us? You know, put your knee on our neck and kill us from low oxygen? You want to try that? Trash. I mean, I used to hear people say that, but now I have the history. And, you know, I mean, there is no matter how the white woman is pretty and all that kind of something there now. That don't mean anything.
Hello? Yes, sir. What's up? Yes. Yes, man, I can hear you. You hear me? Are you hearing me? Yes. All right. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a show now, though. I'm doing a show. Yes. Yeah, man, call me when you have a little time, we can chat. All right? Good. Yes.
Okay, have to excuse a little distraction there. All right, so I'm telling you now that in the Bible, I believe all these things. And when I read them, I believe, right? Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who is born king of the Jews? Talking about the people of Palestine. You see, and at this time, they never call it Israel yet. Right? So all they're writing about is a people who they free them, that they intend to turn around and take it away from them. Okay? So now, it says, he that would be born is the Messiah, born of Mary and Joseph, right? That's what he's talking about. So you hold the context of what is, of what we're reading. Now I know that it's like 2,000 years ago we're talking about, right? And we celebrate Jesus Christ's birth now and his, you know, and his resurrection, right? All right. But to show you, the whole thing what we are reading is a con job, not gossip. But see, the subject they're talking about is the people of Palestine or Canaan. Jews, as so them say. And they link it with the men following the star. So now we have it in the Bible documented that these people lie. No black people write and call themselves Jews. These asshole fucking people, they are the ones who wrote these things in the Bible. All right? So you think that I am sounding bad and piggish and stuff like that? They are like white sepulcher. That's what these white people are like. You see, the best of them are content with their invasion of us black people. So it don't make any sense. You look for Biden and think like Biden is a nice guy. Biden, no. Biden is a sodomite. Like the rest of them. It doesn't matter what you hear him say and what he's doing. Let the power work on him or work on them. But all of these white people belong where they come from. Them, because where them have as a government, what they have there right now under Biden and the African woman, it is the same mafia sodomite operation that's been destroying our world since the Bronze Age. It's them. There is just no way to think different about these people. Who, imagine if we had gone to Europe and disrupt their lives since they've been here before us, some 2 million years. We, neither the gods do anything to them, and neither do we. Why they do it to us? Everywhere they, we, you know, we have to disown our own territory. These, I mean, mad fucking ass white people come here and make law to fuck each other. Okay? And want we to do it too. No, I'm saying no. My name is Tim Aldridge, and I'm not hiding from nobody whatsoever. You're in the hands of the gods. I am representing the gods. I don't have any intention of doing anything else. Pray that my mind stay sober, coherent all the time of my consciousness. But it's time. It's time for these white ass, fucking ass people to go back where they come from. Okay? And so the gods do the job for us. Because all they want is for us to behave ourselves and speak the truth. We must stand up for what is ours. You see, and these fucking ass feel so great that they can go out and become heroes, killing black people. So I'm showing you the Bible that they use to draw African people in. I'm showing you that when they talk about being Jews, a lie, am I right, in the Bible, because there's no reason for African people to be called Jews. And if it does happen, they were Jews, they have no right to use it. You see? So either way, It wrong for them because we and them not relative, okay? And they want to show themselves up now like they have right to rule, okay? And we don't know why. All right, this is the thing, they are the bigger general. All right? No, Gusso. We're finding all these things now with them right and with them carry on. Something with them not even say, them say everything and make us know everything, okay? So they are idiots. They're dumb. They don't fully, they don't have this civilization. And that's what bothers them, you see. And what makes them feel good is the fact that we are not developed enough to handle them. You see what I mean? That's what they think. And they think it will continue forever. All right. Well, if what I am saying to you don't mean anything, well, you know, I trust in the gods. I trust in them and what they do on earth, right? Because they came thousands of years ago and later ushered in mankind, new world of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heaven, our mankind civilization flourished as revolutionary advances. And these white people might want you to think about, they talk about the dark age and this and the terror and all that kind of stuff. As revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness, right? That's how we come about, right? And I'm showing you in the Bible all those things that they have in there talking crap about the black people. It's all coming out now. Talk about Jerusalem so intimately, like they are, you know, so loving. You love Jerusalem and all that. They take over everything from us, you see, and push away our identity from the things that concern us. That's what these sodomites do, you see. So it shows you they like to fuck us and they can't do without it, right? And they want, this is the way they decide to treat us, and we have to just live like this all of our days and they have their way, right? That's what they want. Well, they're going to shock. They're in for the shock now because the truth is not something that they can handle, right? For we saw a star in the east and have come to worship him. You imagine these blasted, white, honest fucking people write these things in a Bible all these years now. They have it in a Bible and not in a gospel. And the amount of people that they draw and pull into their sodomite cultural way of Jesus Christ and washing the saints' feet and all this kind of stuff. And none of it is true. All right? How hard it is for a lot of people to get out of this type of thinking. It's going to be very difficult, right? But however, not everybody is going to have it difficult to get out. But some, I think, will, you see, because it takes a lot of thinking, a lot of education that you have to, like, begin to, you know, work with to find facts for yourself. And when King Herod heard When King Herod heard it, he was troubled. Lie, you know. No, Gusto. These sodomites writing this stuff. No joke about that. These sodomites writing it. How do I know? Well, I'm reading the Bible. And I'm reading history. And, you know, from different sources. Right? I read about the trick that they pull. And the black people. And they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy. Right? And track them everywhere they go. You see, they think that, you know, we will be fooled all the while, and at least we are afraid of them because they are violent and all this kind of stuff. Neutralize that. Neutralize that, because the truth is stronger than gasoline. All of, you know, the fire that you breathe there, the truth is stronger, okay? The truth is stronger, or otherwise equal to fire. It's going to burn you to ashes then, you know, if that is the correct way to put this. I am willing to do that because it is right. Now, so go on now to say, King Herod now. So if you have a taste for fiction, you will know that this is fiction, right? Yes. So he says, and when King Herod heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Why? How could Jerusalem be standing with him when he's there as their menace and killing them for Rome? No, this lets you know what they're writing here is all buggery stuff. You see? It's buggery. So it says, and gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he asked them where the Messiah would be born. Him don't have a right. He asked because they are adversary. Let you know that these Sodomites don't know what they're writing. You see, and see, like I am saying to you, they don't have any law, any legal jurisdiction to write nothing about black people. Nothing. And look at what they're doing, like they are our grandparents and writing about their grandchildren. This is the way their attitude to black people. In Bethlehem. And they said to him, in Bethlehem, Judea, for thus is written through the prophet lie. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are in no way least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd. For out of you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them exactly what time the star appeared. Lie. All of this is lie. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I also may come and worship him. If you look into this little paragraph here, you'll find a lot of problem with this. Inconsistencies. Things that are clearly out of the norm. And when it's a norm, not just certain norms. I'm talking about it is not possible to have this type of association between the people who are held in bondage, in hostility, and he is treating them that he can get any information from them concerning their own lives that they have to live and that they should protect from this king who is Lord and governor over them. Right? So, when you're reading all of this, then Herod secretly called the wise men. All right? I understand that. But now, go to the next part and learn from them. Learn from them exactly what time the star appeared. That's cool. We don't have anything with that. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. So, all right, the wise men who follow the star are going to come and do it. Come and search diligently. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may come to worship him. What is flawed, very flawed about this, and impossible to be, is that it is God that send the wise men, stop the star, and send them into Herod. That doesn't make any sense. Because God knew that Herod wanted to kill the baby. God know that. Why would God stop the star for them to go in and get direction that they didn't need? Because the star is the only object that carried these wise men. You see what I mean? To the baby. If the star kept on going and did not stop, they would end up at the baby just the same. If you see what I'm saying. So God, what they write in the Bible is a whole bunch of nonsense. Because how can God be telling Herod to get information like that from the scribe Jewish people them, the black people them? You know, that don't make no sense, because there's no way that association exists. It would not happen. So these white people check out the Bible, because as long as anytime you start believing, you will know what the words are saying. But you see, as long as you believe it, you're not going to see anything wrong with it. I see something wrong with it now that I have legal investigation ability. I know to investigate something and find out the truth. You see what I mean? I am able to do that. So I can tell you that all half a century that I believe the Bible and read all of these things, they never make no more sense than just what I read. I believe everything what I read. Right? But here the contradiction is in when the men left Herod to go to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem, what do you think happened? God, tell the wise men. Remember, where is God? Out in somewhere, out in the heavens, right? Out somewhere? All right. God is a spirit, right? And God is doing all these things with physical people. Is it making sense to you? All right. God told the wise men, don't go back to Herod. Find another road and go home. Because this is unbelievable. This is not true. This is not right. Because God is telling them that Herod wants to kill the baby. So don't go back and tell them find the baby. Does that make sense? Herod could send his helpers with these wise men and find the baby. Make sure that they find him. And nobody don't like try to hide him from hide the baby from him. Right? But Herod wasn't wise enough to do that first. but he didn't. These people are writing fiction, you see. And that's how clever they are. Now, let's show them who is really clever, because they have us believing this thing all the while. Don't know that one day going to burst out, that they're writing nonsense, things that don't exist. You don't put it in writing. No, if you're market fiction. But is this whole bunch of nonsense that they're mixing up their God, who these people are supposed to believe in, mix up this God talking all them kind of a whole bunch of things, and overthrow the Jews? Because why does God stop the star for the wise men to go in and get direction from the Jewish people? Doesn't make any sense. Does not make any sense. When God, after Herod find out, he might tell the wise men, don't go back to him. That time it's too late. And then to show you the hypocrisy in what they're writing. They are now writing that when the men did not come back to Herod and tell him anything, Herod sent his army out there to kill babies 2 years and under. You know, for some time that they were, according to the Bible, Herod was killing out all the African people 2 years and under. Imagine that. Imagine that. Did it happen? No, it didn't. I lied to myself. What they're saying, don't make a drop dose of sense. Okay? So, I'm putting the Bible on the scale, you know, and under the microscope, the telescope, the binocular. So, then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them exactly what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently. When you find him, bring me word, so I go and worship him. All right. And they, having heard the king, went their way and looked star, which they saw in the east, went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced. Now, you can tell this is fiction. Can't you taste it? It's fiction. You see, they mix up this whole thing that it don't make no sense. Totally corrupt, writing. And they're doing it unknown. Unwittingly that it is going to be seen that they don't have sense. They don't have sense, and the story that they're writing is a lie. They don't think we would find out. To find out, though, they're foolish with words a lot and give away themselves. Now, so he said here, and he says, and they, when they heard the king, went their way and looked the star, which they saw in the east, went before them. See? So the star, like I said, the star is going before them and show them where the house is. So it didn't make any sense for God to take them. Why didn't God tell Herod to send the men themselves to the Jewish scribes, you know, to Herod? I mean to say that God should tell the wise men to speak to the Jewish people, the scribes. That's what God should direct the wise men. Don't send them to the king that is an adversary and want to kill. God is that blind, mentally blind. All right. So it goes on to say, they rejoice exceedingly great with exceedingly great joy. And they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother. I hate to see these sodomites lie like this, and I suffer in the church half a century or more. Yes, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned in a dream that they should not, you hear this, return to Herod, they went back to their own country another way. You can smell, you can taste that what these people are writing is sodomite story. That's it. I want to thank you for tuning in today and hope that what I say means something to think about. And like I always want and beckon to people, come on in and have a chat. I do. I want somebody like a deputy to come in and chat, because it's time to chat before we are dead and gone. All right? Take good care. And to me, this is the greatest treasure I have to have. And so let it be until such time, another edition. And the Cosmic Philosopher, I am Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. So let it be. Praise be to the gods, the Elohim, the Adonai.